Here on the Afternoon Show, listener-powered, member-supported KEXP, I'm Kevin Cole, down in the performance space now with Frightened Rabbit, who are playing tonight at the Nectar Lounge with Oxford Collapse. Good afternoon.
Hello. Hey.
Afternoon.
It's great having you here. Appreciate you taking time out today.
Pleasure.
Thanks for inviting us.
Oh, you bet. Mind doing a couple songs and then
of course.
Touch base?
Yeah. This first song's called Head Rolls Off.
Jesus, it's just a sponge boy's name. How come one man got so much fame? And to any me, it's pointless to anybody that doesn't have faith. Cloth, and I'll wipe my face when it's all gone. Something carries on. It's not more at all. Just that nature's hard enough for you. When my blood stops, someone else's will not. When my head rolls off, someone else's will turn. While I'm alive, I make tiny changes to learn.
Songs are also off the second record, The Midnight Organ Fight. This is called Good Arms versus Bad Arms.
Good arms versus
by the arms of when hands down, down. They are built to and fit, look how far they go round. You don't need these now that you found another pair. And the difference as a standing I should expect. Except the rest at arm's length. Keep your naked flesh under your dress. Leave the rest at arm's length. When they reach out, don't touch them. Some 6 months ago, and I'll stick to my guns from now on. It's war. I'm armed with the past, the will, and a brick. Might not want you back. I want to kill it.
Frightened Rabbit live on the afternoon show, KEXP, good arms versus bad arms and head rolls off. Both can be found on the new album, The Midnight Organ Fight, and Frightened Rabbit playing tonight at the Nectar Lounge along with Oxford Collapse. New record is the second album. I love everything about it. The songs, the lyrics, the sound, the emotional quality. Thank you for making it.
No problem. I'm enjoying it. Thank you for having us here.
Oh, you bet. So it's a bit of a departure from the first album that came out 2 years prior, Sing the Grays. Did it feel that way in making it?
Yeah, it felt like more of an album. Sing the Grays really was essentially a selection of songs that I'd written over the course of like 4 years maybe, whereby it was kind of still just a hobby to me. And then it's Midnight Organ Fight was just more focused. It was more like trying to make a great album that kind of stuck together and held as a one piece as opposed to just a collection of songs. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the main difference for me.
Was the first one recorded over a period of time as well, or did you write the songs over that 4 year period and then...
Yeah, written and demoed to like 4-track standard over that space of time, and then taken again. Pardon me, I just burped.
I do it all the time.
And then a really short space of time, like literally 2 weeks, recorded and mixed in a studio in Glasgow. So yeah, that was kind of like it was almost like a cleaning out of that 4 years of stuff, and then moving on to something like, you know, more like where I was at that point in time. Some of the songs I wrote when I was like 19. So
yeah. And you were going to the Glasgow School of Art at that time.
I was. Yeah. I didn't have much time for songwriting, so it was just kind of still a hobby.
So when you say it was a hobby and then it feels different now, is there, like when you finished school, did you make a decision like, hey, I'm going to focus in on the band full time now? Or
I kind of did. I mean, a large part of that came from the fact that I didn't really feel like drawing anymore. So, you know, like I'd kind of had enough of that. 4 years was enough. It was kind of an intense course. And then I just, you know, I felt like trying to do something different, you know, and just, you know, see if I could do something well that I wasn't trained in.
Does doing artwork feel too much like sort of a discipline then, or because I was going to ask you about the artwork on the CD itself, because it's really cool, and I understand that you did that.
That's kind of just like it's been 4 years now since I left, and it would be kind of foolish not to use it in any way, shape, or form. Plus, you know, I felt like the decision to do it was partly just to get some of my work out on you know, public display.
Right, right.
Like HMV is my art gallery. Right. So.
Well, that's a good art gallery.
Right.
Get a lot of people seeing it.
Exactly. You got a few passers by.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine, you know, I get to. A lot of musicians who maybe were trained formally on piano, they end up kind of resenting the piano.
Sure.
They get into rock,
yeah.
And that becomes more of a form of genuine expression for them.
Yeah.
And then they go back, then they sort of come to some sort of peace with that instrument and then incorporate that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the leaving of art school and the whole back and forth thing, you know, art school informed my music, and also... And that exactly what you were saying in the way that music seemed like a much more free and genuine expression of you know, kind of myself, I guess, to put it that way. And then now back and forth, like I can use my drawing to tie in with the music, and it seems like much more less kind of forced than it was at art school.
Yeah, no deadlines.
Right. Well, sometimes, you know, yeah, one or two, but they're loose.
Yeah, looser. So the new album as well was recorded in Connecticut with Peter Caddis, right?
Yes.
That must have been a different experience from the first, having...
Absolutely.
Recording outside of Scotland, and he's worked with the National and Interpol. Yeah.
Completely different. I mean, yeah, it was, again, that contributed a lot to the way we felt about the album being like a proper album, was that, not that we were messing around in Glasgow, we were just kind of working with a friend, and it was, and this just felt like a little more serious, in a really good way, in a proper way, you know, focused, serious, kind of solid 12, 14-hour days of recording and tracking and mixing. So yeah, the whole experience was just a lot more kind of, you know, real, and we actually felt like a proper band the first time ever, I think.
Cool. The album is wonderful and pretty heavy,
yeah,
lyrically. And I was going to say, the Replacements have a song called "The Ledge." I don't know if you know them.
No, oh, I do. Yeah, I've heard of them, but I don't know their music.
Yeah, they were an '80s, really great guitar-driven band, mm-hmm. and this was a beautiful song of helplessness and kind of despondency, written from the perspective of someone contemplating committing suicide,
oh, the suicide
right?
Thing.
So, you have a similar theme or a song with a similar perspective. And I was wondering, I know that the Paul Westberg of the Replacements got a lot of thank you responses from listeners and stuff.
Wow. Not yet. No suicide, potential suicide candidates coming out to me yet. But
mainly like relationship advice.
It's really. They kind of treat me like some sort of magazine agony aunt or something, you know, like guys coming up.
A magazine what?
How did you get? Do you know is agony aunt? Does that term exist over here? Like a, not a help column?
Okay,
a kind of a advice column.
Relationship
you know,
advice.
It's good. I'm definitely wouldn't discourage it at all. But please, you know, it's like I'm not really the best person to be asking. I think the clearest thing about this album is that you know I'm quite adept at making a mess of things on my own. So no one really needs my help.
Well, it makes for great songs. And Scott, would you mind introducing the rest of the band?
Sure, yeah. Over here on guitar, we have Billy Kennedy, my brother Grant on drums, and a semi-new guy, Andy Monahan, on guitar also here.
Excellent. Frightened Rabbit live in the studio here at KXP, playing tonight at the Nectar Lounge along with Oxford Collapse. And do you mind playing a couple more songs?
Of course, yeah. We'll play this song called Poke, one of the heavier ones, not in a metal sense, I guess. Poke and my iris, why can't I cry about this? Maybe there is something that you know that I don't. We adopt a brand new language, communicate through pursed lips. You try not to put on any sexy clothes or graces. I might never catch a mouse and present it in my mouth. To make you feel you're with someone who deserves to be with you. There's one thing we've got going, it's the only thing worth knowing. It's got lots to do with magnets and the pull of the moon. Why won't our love keel over as it chokes on a bone? And we can mourn its passing and then bury it in the snow. Should we kick its heat in? Watch as it dies from bleeding. If you don't want to be with me, just say and I will go. We can't change our partners. This is a progressive dance, but remember it was me who dragged you up to the sweaty floor. Well, this has been real. I've got shin splints and a stitch from weed. Like a drunken night, it's the best bits that are colored in. You should look through some old photos. I adored you in every one of those. Someone took a picture of us. Now they'd need to be told that we had ever clung and tied. A navy knot with arms at night. I'd say she was his sister. She doesn't have his nose. And now we're unrelated. Bit of all the bits we hated, but I hate when I feel like this, and I never hated you. Ooh. a tune up and do a little swap around here.
It's Frightened Rabbit, yeah. Live in studio
still
here.
Is.
KEXP, again, playing at the Nectar Lounge tonight.
I believe we're on at 11:30, by the way. I better mention that. It's kind of a late one.
Yeah.
So, you know, take the day off work or something tomorrow.
You'll have a good crowd. Oxford Collapse playing as well.
Oxford Collapse, absolutely awesome also. Anyway, this, to lighten the mood a little more, is called Old Old Fashioned. Thank you, KEXP.
You bet. Thank you.
We never speak. There's a radio in the corner. It's dying to make us see. So give me soft, soft static with a human voice underneath. We can look at old fashioned, put the brakes in these fast, fast wheels. Oh, let's get old fashioned, back to my things used to be. If I get old, old fashioned, you get old, old fashioned with me. Top drawer, turn off the lights, don't get to see. We will waltz across the carpet. A 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3. So give me soft, soft static of the open fire and the shuffle of our feet. We can look at old fashioned, do it like they did in 43. Let's get old fashioned, back when I used to be. If I get old, old fashioned, you get old, old fashioned.
Fashioned. Frightened Rabbit live in studio here, KEXP, playing the Nectar Lounge tonight and then heading down the West Coast playing and giving a relationship advice along the way. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you bet. So got the tour heading down down the coast, and then what are you doing this summer? Any fun things you're looking forward to?
Festivals.
Festivals. Like, I've been, you know, broken off for years now that I haven't been able to go to festivals or buy a ticket, so we're looking forward to actually getting to see some of those bands and some of those big fields. Tea in the Park in Scotland is going to be a great one. I haven't been since I was 15, so can't wait for that.
You get to play it this time.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah,
nice. Hopefully not at the same time as
As who?
All the bands that we want to see. Well, yeah. Rage Against the Machine in particular.
The National definitely want to see.
The National are playing as well. Yeah, it's a pretty good lineup. So, yeah. I mean, festivals are huge in the UK. So there's one every weekend you can play. We're doing two most weekends.
So do they typically, they have multiple stages? Is it weird to play, suddenly be like in front of thousands and thousands of people?
Well, thousands is a thousand, maybe. But.
Tens of people.
It's not weird. It's great.
It's awesome. It's really good. It's strange to you sort of start to think that maybe they are actually there to see you.
Yeah.
Which is not always the.
That's a false.
You get a lot of fantasy.
Yeah, you get a lot of, you know, fans who stay down the front all day long, in the either pouring rain or baking heat, just to see Eminem. 11 o'clock at night or something.
Not
like
you.
That.
Nothing to do with us. So, yeah. But yeah, it's a totally different audience. You know, you have to appreciate that they're probably quite drunk, you kind of have to keep their kind of spirits.
Flowing. There'll be certain songs we won't be playing at the festivals this summer.
Poke being one of them, I think. Yeah,
probably not.
Could be a bit of a downer.
Well, appreciate you doing it here.
No problem.
And it sounds like a ton of fun, so enjoy and look forward to you coming back to Seattle.
So do we.
It's Frightened Rabbit live on the air here, and big time thanks to Kevin Suggs doing sound, and to Janice, Charlize, and Tilly for helping out behind the scenes. It's the Afternoon Show, KEXP Seattle.